Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion, etiquette of religion.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habiballah. Salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, once again, we're here presenting the beautiful program of Madani Channel, Islamic Etiquette. In this program, we hear something about different topics in the light of Ahadith and the sayings of our pious saints and hear about Islamic teachings. In today's program, we're going to hear about a beautiful habit and the Sunnah of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. The one who adopts this blessed habit and Sunnah gets many blessings. At the same time, those who adopt it are regarded as honorable people in the society. Yes, inshallah al-kareem. In today's program, the topic of our program is speaking the truth is a superb habit. Where a truthful person attains a lot of benefits in this world, he will be destined for plenty of virtues in the hereafter as well. Let's listen to some of the ahadith and sayings of the pious saints and the incidents about the excellences of speaking the truth. But before we proceed any further, let's listen to the blessing of Durood-e Pak. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "The one who recited 1,000 durood upon me in a day will not die until he observes his dwelling in paradise." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable all of us to recite as many durood as possible upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Ameen bijahin nabiyil ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's program, we're going to listen to the Madani pearls about the excellence of speaking the truth and about condemnation of lying. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, while giving the order of adopting the company of the truthful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, "Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullaha wa kunu ma'as-sadiqeen." O you who believe, fear Allah and be with the truthful. It means be with those who are truthful and sincere in faith and verify the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam sincerely. Sayyidina Sayyid ibn Jubayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu states, Sadiqeen means Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas said, it means the people who always had sincere intentions, their hearts and actions remained correct, and they participated in the battle of Tabuk with sincerity. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the order of being with the truthful. In relation to this, we will listen to the ahadith about the excellences of truthfulness and the contamination of lying. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala who narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Indeed, truthfulness leads to goodness, and goodness leads to paradise. A person constantly speaks the truth, and so much so that he becomes truthful. Lying leads to sins, and sins lead to hell. A person constantly tells a lie, so much so that he is written a liar in the court of Allah Almighty." The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "It is compulsory for you to speak the truth because it is accompanied by virtue, and both, that is truth and virtue, leads to paradise." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, it is as if speaking the truth is the way to paradise, and speaking the truth is the best virtue as well. Where the reward of speaking the truth will be given in the hereafter, it is beneficial in this world as well. Sayyidina Nafi rahmatullahi ta'ala states, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar was on a journey with some of his fellows. On the way, they stopped at a place and spread a dining mat to eat food. In the meantime, a shepherd came. Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Please come and have something from the dining mat." He said, "I'm fasting." Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked, Are you observing a nafil fast on this extremely hot day, whereas you are grazing the goats on these mountains?" He replied, "I swear by Allah Almighty, I am doing this so that I would make compensation for the past days of life, with the intention to test his abstinence." Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala asked, "Will you sell us one of your goats?" He said, "We will pay its price and give you its meat too, so that you can break your fast through it." He replied, "These goats are not mine, they belong to my owner." In order to test him, Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Tell your owner that a wolf has taken away one goat." The slave asked, "Then where is Allah Almighty?" In other words, "Allah Almighty is definitely watching me. He knows the fact and will hold me accountable for this." When Sayyidina Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu came back to Medina, he bought the slave and all the goats from this owner. Then he freed the shepherd and gave him the goats as a gift as well. My dear viewers of Madani channel, from this narrative, we got the Madani pearl that we should speak the truth and be honest in every condition and make the habit of speaking only the truth. Sometimes such a power and blessing of truthfulness appears that the intellect becomes astonished, becomes surprised. For example, we've just heard that the slave was freed by the blessing of speaking the truth. Hence, what is wise is that we should follow the truthful and make the habit of speaking only the truth. My dear viewers of Madani channel, one way of good and correct use of the tongue is to speak the truth, whereas one way of the wrong use of the same tongue is to tell a lie. There are countless blessings of the truth. The person who always speaks the truth is regarded with respect in the world, whereas lying contains many evils. One of them is that liar is often humiliated and disgraced in the world. People do not trust him and also regard him as hateful. My dear viewers of Madani channel, let's learn what is the definition of truth and the definition of lying. Stating a matter or an action exactly as it happened is the truth, whereas not relating something exactly as it happened is a lie. To make the habit of speaking the truth, it is necessary to always refrain from lying. Apparently, a person thinks that nothing will happen because of a single lie, but because of that same single lie makes all the foundation of the truth hollow. If a person speaks the truth at all time and never stains himself from lying, gets great blessings of truth. Sayyidina Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala states, just like a palm tree starts growing from a sapling, at that time the sapling is so weak that a child roots it out or goat eats it, its root is eliminated. Then, if the sapling is constantly watered through which it keeps growing till a strong root is prepared, then the same sapling which was so weak before provides the shade as well as fruits. Similarly, truth is also weak in the beginning. A person keeps protecting it and taking care of it, constantly avoids lying and helps the sapling of truth grow. Now, because of this protection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strengthens truthfulness, sends His blessings upon the one who speaks the truth, and then because of protecting truthfulness, the truthful person reaches the rank that his words work as a remedy for sinners. After stating this, Sayyidina Malik ibn Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala asked, "Have you seen such people who have reached this rank?" Then he addressed himself, "Yes, why not? I swear by the Lord Azza wa Jal that we have seen such people, and those are Sayyidina Hasan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Jubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, and other fortunate people like them. These are the people that through the words of each of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses thousands of people with life." In other words, listening to their speeches, thousands of people give up the path of evil and follow the path of righteousness by the mercy of Allah Almighty. My dear viewers of Madani channel, truth will be beneficial in the hereafter. We've learned that truth contains plenty of blessings. Truth is such an attribute which not only helps a person become successful in this world, rather truthful will become successful in the hereafter as well. In the Holy Quran, it is clearly stated in part 7, Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse number 119, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هَذَا يَوْمُ يَنْفَعُ الصَّادِقِينَ صِدْقُهُمْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Translation from Kanzul Iman: this, i.e. Qiyamah, is a day on which the truthful will benefit from their truthfulness. For them are gardens beneath which rivers flow, in which they will abide forever and ever. Allah is pleased with them, and they are pleased with Allah. This is great success. In the commentary, Allama Ismail Haqqi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala stated, under this verse is that truthfulness will benefit the truthful person on Judgment Day. The lie which is told in the world and the showing off will not be beneficial on Judgment Day in any way. Rather, the person will be held accountable for them. A wise person should try to follow the path of truthfulness. Adopting truthfulness inclines a person to good deeds. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many blessings and virtues of speaking the truth. Truthfulness is an act of piety. Truth leads to paradise. Truth leads to goodness. Truth is the cause of attaining goodness. Truth is from the actions of paradise dwellers. Truth grants salvation in the world. Truth is the source of making the grave luminous. Truth causes benefits in the hereafter. Truth spreads light in the society. Truth makes the society pleasant. Truth provides mental peace. A truthful person always remains benefited. People love a truthful person. Truth makes a person trustworthy. Truth causes blessing in business and trade. In short, truth may cause many benefits in the world and in the hereafter. Hence, we should make the habit of speaking the truth and attain countless blessings from it. Now, we should also ponder over the worldly and eternal disadvantages of lying. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many disadvantages of lying. A liar is disobedient to Allah Almighty and His beloved Prophet Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam. A liar is cursed by Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Lying has been declared as a sign of hypocrite. A liar is not regarded with respect in the society. A liar cheats Muslim. The conscience of a liar is not satisfied. Blessing is taken away from the livelihood of a liar. A liar's heart turns black. A liar may have to encounter the hardship of the grave and the hereafter. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's program, where we have talked about the excellences of truth, we've also discussed the contamination of lying. Speaking the truth contains benefits in the world and in the hereafter, and lying contains disadvantages. Now, if we keep both of them in our mind, if we keep both of them in our view, it is clear that the human intellect accepts the fact that only the truth should be spoken and lying should always be avoided. If we always keep these benefits and disadvantages in view, insha'Allahul Kareem, we will make the habit of speaking the truth and avoid lying. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to speak the truth and refrain from lying and act upon Islamic teachings. Ameen, bijahi Nabi al-Ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Etiquette of religion, good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, courtesy, respect. Good manners, etiquette of religion. Etiquette of religion.